Orange and the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. And joining me in the studio from Orange 360, what's been a magnificent weekend and start to Food Week. It's a very good morning, Caddy Marshall.
Morning, Neil. I don't think I can fit much more in my belly.
It's been plenty of it. And Monday night's 30th dinner, it was a wonderful evening. Fantastic food by our local chefs. Great music, great entertainment, great company. What a great night it was at the Function Centre.
Oh, totally. And I want to give a little private shout out to Edwina Mitchell. She has been hosting that event, coordinating that event for almost 30 years. She is a stellar lady of our region.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now let's talk about apples. They were a bit of a feature of the dessert on Monday night.
They sure were. But admit it's apple picking season. We are the home to many different varieties. And look, around the traps, you can actually taste many of the apples on the menus of many of our eateries. They are joining us in celebrating our finest produce. And many of our farm gates are open. So actually, if you head to the Orange 360 website, or you can head to orangeapples.com.au and you can see which eateries have actually got apples on the menu and actually where those farm gates are. So I can encourage you, please get out there. And also a big shout out to all of our accommodation properties that actually handed out over 1,000 apples to visit.
Oh, did they? That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
It was awesome. So everyone got a bit of a bite into the crunch of our season.
Fantastic. All right. Now, this weekend, Canowdra's the place to be.
Oh, yeah. Look, we threw the challenge out there to all of the villagers to say, look, let's get together and participate as part of Food Week. So the Canowdra Progress Association put their thinking caps on. They reached out to their members. So this Saturday, there's going to be buskers in Gaskell Street. They've all showcasing local produce on their menus. So it'll be a little bit of a vibe. I hear a little birdie tells me that at some point in time during the day, there may be a flash mob.
Oh, right. Mm. Mm, okay. Look
Not the
that
kind
one.
That you're thinking about, Neil. Calm down.
It'll be clothes on, flash mob. All right. Now, some of the Food Week events as we move into the second week of this wonderful festival. Now in its 30th year, there are still some tickets available.
Yeah, look, and if you head to the orangefoodweek.com.au website, you'll be able to find those. Now, you can search by them in terms of their day, the second weekend, but it's things like, you know, Jasmine from Green Trees. You remember Jasmine. She's doing her preserves, and then you can go along and head to those. I tell you what's been the standout for me this Food Week has been the shine the light on our local producers. They've had some fantastic lineups, and I believe today they've actually got Sweet Treats and Sophie Hansen. I think that event is sold out, but I think there may be some tickets still left to Cheese and Bees and the Friday, which is chestnuts and chocolate on purpose.
Oh, okay. All right. It all sounds delightful, and it really is, ladies and gentlemen. Some of these events, these smaller events, that there still might be a ticket here or a couple of tickets there. Get online, check them out. You won't be disappointed. It really is wonderful to get involved if you haven't, and you've heard us rabbiting on about it for years, 30 years or more. Yeah, so a great one to get involved in. And once again, to find out more, go to orange360.com.au, and all the info you need is there. Caddy Marshall, wonderful to see you as always. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure.